she's my best friend, so I know what. Not you. So she.
What the fuck are we doing this podcast?
So she's really.
Whatever. I'm finding a replacement for you for season four. Whatever. Fuck this
good
shit.
Good luck. No, never.
No, never. How dare you say that about me?
I am late. There's a certain part of me that's like I am a power bottom.
Yeah, I mean, like, who doesn't love the attention?
I mean, it's a compliment at the end of the day.
Yeah. Guys, those are things that are like subtle. At least with dying, okay, but, like, they know they're gonna kill you. So at least it's like very like up front in your face.
You wanna get noticed? Take it off.
Hola, bienvenidos a Gay al Punto.
Bow, 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 bow.
Ow, ow.
This what's up, what's up? This is Gay to the pew, Point. Pew,
pew. Chicka, chicka, wow.
Bow. Where we're just two gay guys. What up?
Wow.
Talk about everything or anything.
Already, boy.
Bow, 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 bow. No, it's so straight.
Fashion, 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 fashion.
Oh, let's give it to your boy, Clarence.
Yo. And your boy,
Antonio. That's me. What up,
boys?
So that was inspiration from, because I've been like rewatching Rhythm and Flow.
What's Rhythm and Flow?
Don't you know that? It's like that Netflix reality TV series where they search for the next like greatest rapper. It has like T.I., Cardi B, and Chance the Rapper as like the judges. It's pretty cool. You should watch it.
Okay. You could just like where they search for the next doll.
I do miss that though.
It was really good.
It was really good. But yeah, like, you know, emceeing.
Is that what we're doing is emceeing?
Yeah, we were emceeing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right? Hip-hop. That's hip-hop. Yeah. Anyways, well, speaking of like Netflix shows, okay, I don't know if you watched.
Is this what we're talking about?
Can you just go with this? God damn it. Yeah, why do you always have to question everything I say?
I don't know. Why do I question everything you say?
Yeah, so speaking of Netflix shows, there's this new show that came out. I don't think you've watched it, but it's called Dance 100.
Oh, I feel like I've like seen stuff about it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. It's like, well,
is there 100 dancers?
Yeah, so the whole premise is about it. It's actually, I think, like, the formatting is cool because it's just, like, a different way of, like, you know, introducing people to dance, specifically commercial dance, because I think right. That's what they targeted as. But it's, like, actually focuses on searching for the next choreographer. So there's, like, eight choreographers.
They get 100 dancers.
Well, the thing is that they have there's eight choreographers trying to be the best one. And then, like, each episode, the number increases of how many dancers they work with. Like, it starts off at, like, 7, 14... 25, blah, 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 up until the end where they have to create a piece on 100 dancers and stuff.
Right.
But the twist is there's no one that's judging them except for the dancers, which is, like, apparently I've been talking to some people about this, which is kind of like a hit or miss on certain people's perspectives about it, because it felt like at the end of it was like, it's not so much actually more about the product of how good the idea that the choreographer...
It was like how well the choreographer treated them?
Yeah, and it felt like a more of like a popularity contest rather than actual like talent or skill. But to me, a part of me
that's
is just like
the way that the industry works.
Well, I guess so too, but I mean, that's true. Like, both of us who've kind of had experience in like working in commercial fields and stuff like that in a dance, it's like actually what resonated for both of us was actually how well the choreographer treated the process of creating it, not so much actually like, oh, the end product was like the most artistic and beautiful kind of thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's so important to me, though.
Well, I know, but it is important to me, too. But at the same time, I don't know. I think, like, the way that this show is premising it, it was just like, oh, yeah, like, it seemed like that, like, having the 100 dancers, like, be the only judges. Yeah, it's, yeah, like, yeah. It felt very, like, oh, it's just, like, a personal popularity contest. Which sometimes, like, knowing us being dancers are not the most, like, communicative ways of expressing their feedback or opinions, because like they would also ask the dancers, being like, oh, what do you think about so and so's choreography, and they're always just like,
is it the dancers who are performing in it that get to judge it?
Yep.
Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. But then like the dancers would always just like give feedback, being like, oh yeah, you know, like it was like a cool vibe. Like the whole like stage presence was like great. And it's just like coming from someone who isn't like knowing a dancer, like these terminologies sometimes can just be like super vague. It's like, is vibe? What is stage presence? You know, like there is like to be a little bit more critical of being like, oh, like your
music, they're not being very specific, they're just saying words.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you're like, oh, your musicality was lit. It's like, okay, like what part is the musicality? Are it because they're hitting the different elements of like the string or like the beats or something?
And that's like, you know, this is what would be my issue with this show.
What
is 100 dancers are dumb. I just kind of feel like in some kind of way, mind you, this is like, I feel like a completely different topic, but I'm just like, you know, I feel like, you know, I understand like dictatorships a little bit more.
Okay. Because it's just, you want to be a dictator.
Exactly. Okay. I love dick and I love tating.
Oh, no, taters. Like tater tots.
Yeah. Not tots.
No, potatoes, to be clear.
But I just kind of feel like, you know, the general public is kind of dumb.
Okay, cool. Go on.
That's it. No, but I feel like when it comes to like critiques and stuff like that, like if you're going to ask the general public like whether or not they like something or didn't like something, I feel like, I just kind of feel like in a way people don't really have like really well-formed ideas or thoughts or can articulate like how they think or feel about something. So then if you're asking 100 dancers, they're just like, yeah, it was fucking lit, the vibes were cool, the musicality was like out of this world. Like they don't actually be like, yeah, maybe they were like able to say whether or not they like something or they don't like something, but they're not able to explain why.
Right.
Because they don't have like that like detail where, yeah. And I feel like that's the thing, is just like, it is kind of weird because like in some kind of way, I'm just like, yeah, I think that society, like obviously you want that to be like kind of like democratic. You want everyone to have a voice.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of stupid voices.
And so that's why you believe more in dictatorship?
Well, there's that belief about the like benevolent dictator, like the person who's just like the person who actually is smart, the person who does know, the person who does like
a thing. I don't think there's ever been a thing where like a benevolent dictator.
Well, what's his face in like well, no, I don't know about this is benevolent, but like you know, like in the Philippines, like that president that took over and just like killed all the like,
oh, Duterte.
Yeah and like how he's like really polarizing because he's just like he's just dictating with like a very heavy hand,
right? He was his main standpoint was like, oh, like war on drugs is like over. Yeah. And, like, anyone who likes like is like,
anything related to drugs, don't care, dead.
Yeah, like just like a firm sentence. And yeah, like people was like happy about that because it's like, oh, a strong opinion, but also it's just like there's also the other side of like being like
there's no democracy, there's no due process, there's whatever. And I feel like that's the thing, is like there is obviously the potential for some, like if one person is controlling all the power, then there's obviously that potential for it to just kind of, for them to abuse that power.
Totally. Yeah.
But then at the same time, I'm just like, you know, when you kind of like go like over kind of like democratic, everyone gets to decide on everything,
Nothing gets done.
And also, to a degree, a lot of people are really dumb because they're commenting on something that they know nothing about.
Yeah.
Or it's they're commenting on something that they don't have a lot of experience in. If we're all going to create, like, say, for example, like in like our society, if we're all to create the policies surrounding by around the medical system in Canada, how many of us have experience within the medical system?
I do.
I go to the clinic.
I've been to the hospital.
I get prep for free. But you know what I mean? Yeah. Like the thing is, like, I would say that, like, I don't think that my opinion about the medical system should be valued as much,
right,
as somebody who has probably spent more time or invested more into that field and is not aware of the, like, ins and outs of it. Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, in that regard, that's where I just kind of feel like, you know, if we get everyone to comment on everything, there really are some opinions that need to be kind of, like, filtered out just because of lack of experience, lack of knowledge or whatever. And, like, yeah, obviously, it's important for everyone to have like a say or have an opinion and stuff like that, but I guess like the amount of weight that you put on that opinion is like dependent on you know, how much time you invested in it, I guess. But mind you, at the same time, still there's some people who might have been in the industry for the longest time.
And they have shitty opinions.
Or they just don't, like, they're not the person that actually cares about anyone else. Right. They're just manipulating a system to benefit them. But
it almost seems like democracy is, like, well, I think it is, like, super subjective.
What do you mean?
Like, in terms of just, like, you know, I guess, like, voting. Like, you said that, like, oh, someone who has more experience, or not necessarily experience, but more time that they involved in themselves in a certain thing, that they should have, like, a more of a say or I guess, weight into their opinion and stuff like that. And to me, it's like, well, I feel like a lot of people who are, like, in the States who are more, I guess, conservative and, like, believe in, like, I guess Trump, people like Trump supporters and stuff, like, I don't necessarily think that they necessarily know anything about politics, but they spent, I guess, a lot of time supporting the Trump administration, that they feel like, believe like, oh, well, I spent all this time in believing and, like, supporting and giving all my time and efforts to, like, make this thing happen, that I actually know everything and what I say and my opinion is value.
But the thing is people do that on both sides.
I agree too, but that's why I say it's subjective, because it's like, you're one person feeling that, like, oh, I spent X amount of hours in it.
How
and
much,
like,
time you've spent in it is not, like, it is, there's no quantifiable. Well, I mean, there is a quantifiable way, but, like, it, how vocal you are about it will just be subjective.
Totally.
Like, yeah. Based off of your subjective feeling about how much of a right you feel like you have to speak on an issue.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Something like that. And that's where I feel like that, you know, like, dictatorship does
wow.
make sense.
So you want to live in a dictatorship government?
I mean, as long as it's a really good dictator. That's my caveat. I want, like, a really amazing dictator.
So what qualifies as someone to be a good dictator?
Somebody with a great dick.
Wow. So you don't want a woman dictator? That's misogynistic.
They can still have a dick. Strap on.
Wow.
But no, I feel like in terms of, like, or I think that, like, what we're talking about is, like, good leaders, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like the thing is, like, I've always thought to myself, like, a good leader is actually, like, to a degree, a reluctant leader. Because a reluctant leader is not doing it for the ego or for the glory. They're just doing it because they have, like, the sense that they're called towards this purpose. Mm. So
I guess, okay, like, this is a good topic to kind of dive into. Like, I do believe, like,
dance 100
and then do leadership. but I feel like that is true. I believe that, like, you know, I mean, I don't necessarily believe, like, the term that you use as a reluctant lever is the right way to describe it. But someone who is, like, selfless, who is, like, really, yeah, like, there for the cause of their thing. But I guess what always gets mixed up on is then how much, say, that said reluctant leader or selfless leader then relies so much on their cause that it's also dependent on their livelihood.
Well, that's how I feel like the, like, ideal situation. It's just kind of like, ideally, you wouldn't want them to have to, like, be doing it because their livelihood depends on it, kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
And it, like, that's the thing that Duarte said, right? Which, like, obviously, everything I feel like also always comes down to, like, optics, like, how people perceive them.
Right.
But, and I don't know in that situation, like, I'm not that involved. I don't really know exactly what's been going on. But, like, in the case of Duarte, like, where it's just, like, he said, oh, because, like, I'm on the verge of dying, I don't care what people think about me, kind
is
of
he,
thing.
Is he? Was he? Is he dead?
I don't know. But he just said he was old. And wait, because he was saying that he was, like, old, he was just like, oh, I have, like, kind of nothing to lose in kind of a sense. Like, right. I'm not doing this because, like, I'm going to make money off of this or whatever. Like,
right.
He's,
right,
like, very, like, anti-corruption, right?
Right. So even though, like, he kind of was corrupted.
I mean, I don't know. That's where the parts where I'm just like,
I know, yeah. The details of it was,
like,
bit,
it's so,
yeah,
hard to, like, figure out, like, corruption too, because, like, yeah, like, the way that you report something can make it appear that it's corruption and not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, actually, I want to say, for those, like, there are less than 2% listeners in the Philippines who was, like, living
was
experience.
Was it less than 2%?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in our analytics, there's, like, some people in the Philippines listen to
Since
us.
Since I mentioned Manamanangals, it's gonna get more.
Yeah, thank you. But let us know in the comments of how it was during the Duarte's reign.
Mahal kita.
Well, going back to that thing about like livelihood, like, yeah, I do feel like in an idealistic world where it's like, you know, you want your like politician or the leader to be like someone who actually is so selfless enough, but also doesn't depend on this like political position to be on their livelihood, that they're like not like banking on the fact that like, oh, well, if I don't do this well, then I can't like be living in a house or something, which is like hard to separate.
The funny thing is though, that at the same time, the thing is like, they're all past that point. No president's just like, oh, I'm worried about whether or not I'm going to be able to afford a house.
Well, it's because it's given to them.
Well, I know.
They live in the
like,
fucking White House.
But also, like, to, like, have the money to campaign and shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, right. I feel like by that point, it's like they already have a certain degree of money.
Right.
But I feel like the thing is, like, it's just about, like, whether or not they're doing those things because they actually say what they mean, or because, like, there's, like, kickbacks. Or because it, like, helps them further their career afterwards.
Right.
Or because it helps, like, they have money invested in certain places and they want to make sure that that money is protected.
Right.
Or that it grows or whatever the case is. You know right. what I mean? Like, that's what you wanted to avoid. Is are they making their decisions because of, like, ulterior motives or because, like, they actually do really fucking care? And to be fair, the thing about, like, caring, I feel like, in some way I almost kind of feel like you can't, in terms of politics, I feel like you can't give without taking away from one.
That's true. I mean, that's always like the hardest thing with politics. It's like there's never gonna be one perspective that like wins all sides.
Yeah, like it's not like you give and everyone gets. It's yeah. You give by taking away from another person.
Yeah.
So that's why
we should take away from the rich. Tax the rich, bitches. Jeff Bezos, give us all your money.
No, but like, you know, in some kind of regards though, like I feel like this like even expands it outside of it. It's like by the standards of the world, we're rich.
No, I know. Yeah, we live in a pretty privileged place.
So would we be like, would you be okay with people taking away from you to like give to like other countries?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, give me your money then. Trust me, I'll give it to someone else.
I don't believe in this organization.
Trust me. I'm a reluctant leader. I don't have any ulterior motives.
You're reluctant to give away the money.
Yeah.
No, that's true. I mean, like, yeah, I mean, we can say we have to recognize that we do live in a privileged place and stuff like that. And we do compared to, like, a lot of other places in the world that, like, you know, we are pretty well off. But that's actually like one of the questions, maybe now in turning away from politics, but just turning to like, I guess,
Dance 100.
No, but to like human be like, I guess like human tendencies and human behavior. It's like, I mean, I don't even know the answer for myself to this question, but I guess it's just like, yeah, like how can we, and I hate saying this word, like normalize like the loss of your status.
Oh,
because it seems like it's like such a capitalistic thing. It's like you're always looking forward and to be better, but there's always a bad stigma of being like, okay, well, like what did it mean then to like not actually like gain more money than what you got last year or something like that, and like, you know, to not, and letting that be okay, being like, oh yeah, like it's fine, it's just like a dip in the thing, or like, no, it's, I don't know, like it's a weird, yeah, like because I feel like everyone's, the human greed aspect of it is being just like, oh yeah, like you're always have, you can't what's it called, accumulate less than what you've done so in the past, it seems like.
When, like, there's always just that pressure to kind of progress or make more, do more.
Yeah.
You have more, whatever.
Yeah. And I'm talking more so, I guess, like financial aspects and stuff like that. Like, it's, that's why, like, you know, when people always get mad, or the rich people always get mad, like, oh, well, I can't, like, you know, I don't want to give away all this money to charity or funding or get taxed on the rich because it's like, whatever. But like, is it because you won't be okay if you just get paid like less than like $100,000 less than a year, and you're not okay with that? Or is it because like you like the status of what you're living in and the lifestyle that you live in that you can't change it to do anything else?
I don't think it's like one thing or the other. I think that it's like a mix of things. I just kind of, well, I think it's like a mix of things. Mind you, this is like the thing that I've always thought too about, like, you know, like the issue or the, like, I feel like the problem with like our current system.
Yeah.
especially like from traveling and shit like that. Mind you, I think that this exists in every country, so it's not that. But like, you know, I do feel like the thing is there is that pressure to kind of like have more, do more, be more. Once you're in the public eye, people have a certain expectation of you.
Yeah.
There's like whatever this kind of thing to like maintain the status or power that you have.
Yeah.
And people are very scared of like losing that because they view that like losing power is like a like. It's like regression.
Right. Totally. Yeah. And which is like, I guess, that term regression, I think it's just like, so like, I don't know, I guess like stigmatized by like capitalistic society of being like, that's such a bad thing. You should never ever do that.
And well, it's just like a shame if you like were a celebrity and then you're not, or you had a business that made a lot of money and then you don't like that. I feel like is like something that's very like perpetuated here. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I feel like that's our fault. Because we put those expectations on those kinds of people.
Like we as like a society?
Yeah. And it's just kind of like, you know, this like, it reminds me of this super tangent.
Yeah.
But like, you know, in like The Simpsons when they're just like, oh, how do we defeat the ad monsters? And then they came up with this. It's like, just don't look. Just don't look. And then they all die.
The ad monsters?
Yeah, there was like, it's like a Halloween episode. And then like all the advertisements come to life and they destroy things. And they're like, oh, how do you get rid of advertisements? Oh, like if you just don't pay attention to them, then they die off.
Right, right.
And I'm like, yeah, like in some kind of way, it's like, you know, like the Kardashians and this expectation of celebrity, Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
They are in the position of power because we give them that power.
Totally.
Because that's true. Give them our attention, because we like look to them, because we put them on pedestals, because we kind of create this hierarchy for ourselves. And like even the people in government, Justin Trudeau, whatever, we're just like, oh, Bonnie Hendricks.
Bonnie Hendricks.
We just like,
but you know, she's in the regression right now, which is like good for her.
Yeah. But like, you know, like I feel like we also perpetuate this kind of thing where it's like, if we just treat everyone as if like, you know, that was just your job, whatever. Yeah. Like, and like, that's what you do. That's okay. Like, then I don't feel like it's like there's this as much like emphasis or pressure on that kind of thing. You know what I mean? And I just kind of feel like that's the thing is like, and I think that's the thing that's prevalent within North American culture, specifically Canada and the US, where it's just, but I think it happens everywhere else, but maybe less so. It's just like, if you're an actor, if you're a famous actor, we can all just recognize that that's just your job.
Yeah.
Why does it need to be anything more than that? Like, if you're in politics, that's just your job. If you take the fame and if you take the kind of like the
symbolism and the status of it all.
The status and the power and stuff like that, then you'll have people that are just doing their job because they're just doing their job.
Right.
Which is, I feel like, a more effective way about doing your job rather than you doing your job and wondering about how people are looking at you while you're doing your job.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? And like, and I think that there's like other cultures that I feel like really like
put more emphasis and value into that kind of.
Yeah, like, just that it's not like they don't. Or they don't put emphasis on the fact that, oh, this person is in this position and they're this person and wow, you need we need to like
pay attention to what cultures do this? Do you know?
I feel like just like a lot of like more like, I don't know, like European politics, I find tends to be a little bit more just like, oh, okay, they're just, I don't know, like if the like certain politicians, certain presidents, prime ministers or whatever remove that kind of like celebrity status for themselves and they just work their job. Mm. Like that's what people really like about like Angela Merkel.
Oh, the German one.
The German one. Yeah. Oh. Where she's just like, okay, like I'm just here.
Right. She doesn't need to do like the lip service of being like, I'm a prime minister and I'm going to go to your Dusseldorf house and like offer Schlegels to
what are Schlegels?
I don't know. Schlegels to the locals.
That's exactly what she does. But like, you know what I mean? Like, if you remove their prestige about it, like you're making these jobs less appealing to the people who are egotistical and just want that power.
Right. That's actually a really good way about it. It's just like to really like eliminate like that kind of
like the power and the status that we always associate it, which is, I feel like it is a very North American thing. Like, I don't even understand how and why the freaking like Kardashians and like the Paris Hiltons in the world like get so much notoriety. And then I feel like it's because we give them that attention.
No, 100%. That's but, like, really, their entire
like,
brand.
What kind of like, they really have selective skills. Like, as we've seen in A Simple Life, Paris does
actually, no, she doesn't
not
know how to
do anything.
I mean, that's funny though, because almost like navigating that. Like navigating that power and that celebrity has become a skill within itself.
That's true. Yeah. Which like actually, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like being able to be a public figure is a skill within itself. And that's almost a skill that has become more important than this actually skill of the job that's related to you being a public figure.
Hence influencers. That's exactly. Literally the exactly. Field, that's literally the field that's like been like cultivating in the past, like, few years or decade, I feel like, even.
Well, and I think like back to the like leader thing too, it's just like, what's being a good leader is like, to a degree, you know what, the organizations that I feel like are run the best, you don't even know who the leader is.
Totally. Yeah,
you know. Yeah. So I just kind of feel like, let's just,
yeah, who is Angela Merkel?
Does she give like
schlegels?
I was like schnitzels. I'm like, no, that's actually a thing, and that's probably what you were trying to say.
No, I think schlegels is a thing. I've been to Germany.
Have you?
Yeah, Munich, Dusseldorf, Berlin, Frankfurt, Berlin.
But
you know, those places.
Germany. Yeah, I don't know. I just kind of like think that that's like the system that we've created, where it's like we're adding power to all of these positions, where it's just like the position is just a job.
No, totally.
So let's just like remember that. Mm. And then like, if we don't give so much power to it, then at the same time too, the people who are egotistical and are just seeking power will not find those jobs appealing if we just treat it as if it was a regular job.
Mm-hmm. You should like say that to everyone in the politician
world.
I know,
I'm really like smart. really smart. We're now in our third season. Our podcast is like, it's like not even 3 years old. It's like 5 years old
because we have something to do. Then. Production takes a long time. So yeah, like, we are very DIY, off the fringe, off the market, fresh off the boat, tilapia.
We're just so like, we're great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So really continue good. Listening to us, please. Yeah.
Please. Please.
Yeah. But anyways, we're back again for season 3, and hopefully that, you know, you'll listen to more of us or not, but anyways, we're doing it. Yeah. So you
and share with your friends.
Yeah. Please.
Please.
Share.
Oh.
And with that, thanks for listening to our podcast.
Yeah,
because
thank
you. Nothing is said or set or sand in stone. Oh.